Hi, everyone. My name's Kira. Welcome to the Butterfly Effect podcast, where we explore a new person's personal butterfly effect every episode. So today I'm here with Alex Perez. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Alex Perez. I'm a second year student at University of Cincinnati. I major in sports administration, but my goal is to be a sports broadcaster.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yep.
So let's just dive in. What's your butterfly effect?
So my butterfly effect is, this happened when I was 16 and, I play hockey for those who don't know. Well, they obviously don't know, but, I play hockey for the University of Cincinnati, and I've played hockey like since I was 10 years old. And, when I was 16, I was trying out between these two different teams. One, I was already like pretty much on, it was like a varsity high school team in Ohio, for the Miami Red Hawks. Like, it's through Miami University in Oxford. It's just like a club high school team. And then one was called Indy Fuel AAA, which AAA is a whole different level of hockey. It's way much higher paced, more competitive than high school hockey in Ohio, at least. Moving there and playing, like wanting to play for that team would have been a whole different opportunity than just playing here in Ohio. I tried out for the team in Indianapolis, and I had actually tried out with five or six of my old teammates from the year before, because we all really wanted to make that team because we were all trying to basically go the next step up in the competitive hockey world. And all five of them made it, and I didn't.
Would it have been like professional level?
It wouldn't have been professional level, but to put in comparison, Ohio High School's hockey scouts are not going to look at you unless you're like absolutely out of this world. In AAA, like especially at 16, 17, you're more likely to get scouts from NCAA D1 colleges and NCAA D3 colleges to come look at you, and even not necessarily like go straight to college, like 2 years after that. But there's also another level called juniors. There's tier one, tier two, and tier three. Tier one being the best, tier two being, you know, kind of middle, and tier three being honestly whoever wants to play can play. Tier two and tier one, you have to get looked at. Like, it's really competitive. You can't just, you know, walk on. You have to get somebody to look at. And again, like if you're playing high school hockey, like nobody is going to look at you from tier one or tier two to watch you play. Like, I want to say 95% of players that play tier one junior hockey are already committed D1 somewhere. So, and they get most of these players from AAA programs like Indy Fuel. Another one's called Ohio Blue Jackets. They're out of Columbus. So it's just like, it's a lot more competitive, and just a lot better of an opportunity, like if you want to go farther and be playing on a scholarship. So, I didn't make it. If I had made it, me and my mom, we would have moved to Indianapolis. So I would have, and I'm originally from Cincinnati. So would have packed up my things junior year and just moved out there just to play hockey with like my friends, go to school out there. Like, would have been a completely different change. Like, just being, even only being an hour and a half away, like having to find something completely different, you know, make all new friends, but, you know, be doing something that like I loved. And like, while I was grateful that I was still able to play hockey and like be with my school friends that I had been with since, you know, I was 7, 8 years old, because we grew up in the same neighborhood and went to the same high school, like it just would have been so much different. And I mean, it was really crazy how it turned out, because I really don't think I would have found myself back in Cincinnati like ever.
I mean, Indianapolis and Cincinnati are pretty different, so
I mean, you know, they're, like I said, they're close, but you know, like the opportunity just so like so much different. You know, probably would have tried to go to IU or, you know, like I said, somewhere like an NCAA D3 school if I got way better. And it was funny too, like a couple weeks into the season, after I hadn't made the team, one of my old teammates texted me and was like, "You would have made the team if you played defense." Like, I only play offense. So he would have been like, it would have been completely different if you were a defender. And it's just like, you know, in the moment, I was just like, man, that like really, really sucks.
Yeah. It's like, you feel like you picked the wrong thing, but it's like.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was like, man, I really wish, you know, I wish I was better at the time. But you know, like just staying in Cincinnati. And then after I turned, or after I graduated high school, I went and played tier three juniors. You know, like I said, it's not, you know, it's still competitive, but almost anybody can play it. You know, you really don't have to be outstanding. But you know, that ultimately led me back to University of Cincinnati, because one of the our general manager of hockey operations, his name's Deepak Kular. He kind of like recruits guys. And you know, for those of you who don't know, like the hockey at the college level, like
I definitely do not.
Yeah, I can explain it in kind of a nutshell. So obviously there's NCAA D1, there's NCAA D3, and then there's what's called American Collegiate Hockey Association, which is shortened for ACHA, A-C-H-A. Mm-hmm. There's D1, D2, and D3, and UC plays at the ACHA D2 level, which it's still pretty competitive. Like mm-hmm. You can't just like kind of walk out of like JV high school and walk onto D2. Like you still have to play at a pretty high level, but you know, nowhere near as like NCAA D3 or NCAA D1. So they were just able to, Deepak, he was able to just recruit me back to UC, and I was just like, you know, like I just get to go back home, I guess, and
yeah.
and live my life out. And honestly, like ever since playing here, like it's provided me so many opportunities that I never thought like would have happened, especially for how long ago, or you know, I think, you know, that would have changed, because I would have moved at 16 years old too, which is a lot of people do,
yeah,
too, in the hockey, especially in the hockey world. Like you see guys moving at 15, 14, you know, years old just to play and be like, try and get to that next level. And, you know, it's crazy how many people move. It's insane.
Yeah. For hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did gymnastics for a really long time.
Okay.
So I was in kind of the same boat, but it was, like, young. It was, like, 10, and if you were, like, that good, you were going to, like, Florida, like, L.A., like, you were out there. So I get some of that, but I also did not move for that, so I yeah. catch your drift.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it's crazy, like, you know, even at the Tier 3 level, like, you'll find guys moving across the country. It's like, I've met, you know, some of my best friends. Like, he's from Chicago, and he went all the way out to Wyoming. He was actually out in Wyoming this past year just to play. Like, and now he's back in Minnesota. Like, there's just so much travel involved. And, you know, it really is a sacrifice wanting to play and trying to move to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot about hockey, but, like, what is the difference between, so you talked about all the tiers. I recently read like an article on hockey, and it was talking about like the professional level. What is like the difference between, obviously a huge difference, I bet, but like what's the difference between professional and like college level exactly?
Yeah, so professional, you know, I could probably do a whole podcast literally just on all the tiers and how everything works.
Yeah, for sure.
But professional level, you know, they're getting paid. They, you know, play for, you know, a National Hockey League team. At the college level, you know, you're obviously playing for your school. You know, it's really like, you know, college and professional, like it's definitely almost like football. You know, if you're playing college at football at Alabama, you're not going to be playing college football at or professional football at Cincinnati. Like mm-hmm. That's just not how it works. So if you know you're in college, you basically have to finish out your year in college, and then if you want to go to the NHL, you can. The biggest difference I would say is juniors. So juniors is kind of like, I don't know if you've ever heard of like junior college for like baseball or basketball. So usually for juniors, it's ages 16 through 20. And sometimes you can be 15 and play in those leagues. It really just depends on your skill level and how bad the team wants you. Some guys, they get what's called exceptional status, which means they're so good at 14 years old that once they turn 15, they can go to that league. But it's mostly...
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane. But it's usually like when you're 16 to 20 years old. The crazy part about tier one junior hockey is you think most of these guys are going to be 19, 20 years old because mm-hmm. they've had these years to develop, when in actuality, most of these guys are 16, 17 years old because they are so young and they still have that much more time to develop that they end up taking these super young guys who are so good. And like I said, most 95% of them are already committed D1. by the time they even get to juniors. Like, they're 14, 15 years old, and they've already got, you know, offers from North Dakota, Notre Dame, Michigan. Like, it's actually insane.
I just, like, I can't imagine being 16 and, like, in something that professional. When I was 16, I was tripping over myself all the time. I can't. That's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, and there's guys, too, in that, like, that move from Canada to the U.S. just to play junior hockey and vice versa. There's a bunch, I want to say, 5 or 6, like, tier one junior leagues in Canada. There's only one in the United States.
I was gonna say, I feel like it'd be bigger in Canada, more snow.
Yeah, they're just so much bigger. They also have a lot of tier two juniors, whereas the United States, again, only has two tier two. And also too, tier one juniors, everything is paid for. They get all their equipment, all their ice. Like, they essentially, like, get paid
to play.
Get paid to play. They don't have to do, you know, anything. They don't have to pay for anything. At tier two, the only thing they have to pay for is housing, which usually only ranges from like $400 to $600 a month. So it's really...
I wish they had that prices at UC.
Yeah, no, seriously, we need to talk to them. Talk to the housing crisis about that. But they only pay $400 to $600 a month. I think, too, they have to pay for some of their equipment, but not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then tier three, you pay for everything. You pay for your equipment, your ice, your food, your hotels, as well as your housing. Like, you're a lot of guys, like a lot of junior teams, like the average, like, and I want to say on the low end is 10 grand a year. You're paying usually 10 grand a year just to play for 6-7 months.
Oh my God.
And on the higher end, you can get teams paying, like, guys paying up to 15-16K. It is so much money, you know. And it's kind of unfortunate too, because I also didn't, like, come from, like, a family with a lot of money too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely the outlier in that sense, like, when it comes to the hockey world, which, you know, sucks. Like, you know, it sucks that, like, hockey is so expensive, and I wish there was a way to, like, make it way more affordable for, you know, people to try it out, because, like, ever since I, like, joined in, like, it was one of the most fun sports I've ever been in. But I would also love to, you know, like, have lower end communities to come in and play, because I think they would just absolutely love it.
What other sports have you played?
I've played like almost everything under the sun. I played soccer for about 10 years. I played flag football, basketball, baseball. I did swimming. I did track. I did lacrosse, all for at least 2 years. So. Yeah,
did you have any time to do anything else ever?
Yeah, for the most part, I had friends that I would hang out with outside of school. But, you know, sports has always been my life. That's one reason why I wanted to be, like, want to be a sports broadcaster, just because I've always played sports and just have always had fun. And I think it's, you know, it's good to just play every single sport to find out what you like, find out what you don't like. And, you know, you make so many different friends from it. Like, you know, obviously, I know some people don't have the best time with sports. You know, it's not for everyone. But, you know, just like everything else is, you know, people find what they're into. And, you know, sports just happened to be that one thing that I absolutely loved. And just, like I said, wanted to try everything under the sun until I found the one. So.
Oh, I'm so glad that hockey was the one for you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
So you got recruited to UC, right?
Correct. Not technically, if we if we're being technical, but yes and no. So
okay, I'll take that as a yes. So if you had ultimately either not been recruited or, like, decided to not do hockey in college, do you think you would end up at UC, or do you think you would have gone somewhere else?
Financially wise, yes. I think I would have ended up at UC either way, just because I'm from Cincinnati. And, you know, if money wasn't an issue or I didn't care about being in debt, I would have gone to Arizona State. I would have loved to get out west, or, you know, somewhere south like Vanderbilt, if I could have gotten in, but because it's a hard school to get in. But, you know, I love Cincy. I grew up here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's always been a part of me. Like, I'm you know, it's my home. But, you know, I definitely want to get out there and explore the world a little bit more, just because I've been here for so long. Like, I think UC too has still given me the opportunities, like, that I never thought I would have had. I get to work with guys at ESPN+ doing their sports media production classes. I've been able to do stuff with Bearcast. So, like, that's just been a lot of fun, and never would have known about that stuff if I didn't come here. And you know, obviously, I think every college has its own aspect of opportunities, but I think going to UC definitely gave me a good opportunity, like gave me good opportunities that I've loved ever since.
What happened as a result of your initial event? So you got here for hockey. What exactly, like, what are your favorite things or, like, the most important thing that's happened due to you being able to come here for hockey?
You know, just meeting all the different guys on the teams. You know, they've always just been, you know, so much fun to be around. You know, like, now I've got, you know, 20-plus guys that I could text and be like, hey, like, let's go out for the night, you know, and, you know. Mm-hmm. One of them's bound to say yes.
Yeah, I feel like that many people, someone's going to say yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, you know, it's a whole nother community, you know, inside of a community, which I like, you know, like UC, obviously it's just, you know, there's 50,000 students. Like you're bound to find someone that you connect with or click with, you know, and you just have like 20 guys that all, you know, are on the same team and there for the same reason. And, you know, and a lot of people, you know, don't know that we have a hockey team, but the people that
I did not know that,
you know, and I don't blame you. Like it, you know, we're not huge. I mean, we're trying to get bigger. Emily Christie, she's our photographer. She's done such a great job at promoting our social media and growing us in the past couple of years. Like we can't thank her enough. And it's definitely going to get bigger in the next couple of years. You know, hopefully down the line, you know, even when I'm gone, you know, almost everybody that comes to UC like knows about the team. But the guys who do come here, like some guys really do come here just for the hockey, like because they want to play at a decent level, you know, and still be competitive. You know, school is kind of secondary to them. So, you know, just being able to meet them, being able to meet new coaches, you know, it allows for new connections, you know, to down the road, you know, be like, hey, like we played a year together. So you just always have that like kind of like lifetime friendship, you know, almost any team or club that you're a part of. In high school or in elementary school, you know, just being part of a team or club, like you'll always remember them down the line and, you know, hopefully say hi to them or be working with them in the future.
Where do you think you'd be or do you think you'd be the same person if, like, let's say you were in your childhood and you just did not do, like, hockey? Do you think you'd be the same person or do you think something would have changed?
Definitely not. I don't think I would be the same person because hockey is, it's a culture. You definitely take a part of that culture. You know, there's things that I say that I definitely wouldn't. I work at a hockey store. I definitely wouldn't work there if I paid no attention to it. You know, I definitely would be somewhere different. I don't know exactly where I'd be because I tried so many different sports. You know, I loved soccer up until I was like 12, 13 and then just got burnt out. I loved swimming too, but practices would burn me out. So, it, you know, it'd really be hard to tell. I really think I'd be on the same path of wanting to be a sports broadcaster, but I definitely think that path would have been totally different. You know, maybe being into soccer, being into football, or being into basketball, something like that, wanting to, you know, stick with basketball, you know, even though I'm not super tall. I would have loved to have played basketball in my high school career, so... You know, that is such a loaded question just because, you know, you have so many different avenues that you could have went, but, you know, you can't answer it because, you know, this path ultimately led me to here, so.
Yeah, I mean, you are where you are.
Yep.
Are your family, do you have any siblings?
I do have two half-brothers, yes. They are 10 and 9. And yeah, one's about to turn 11, so.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Are they into, like, sports? Are you guys a hockey family?
No, which is the funny part. I'm the first person to play hockey in my family, probably the only one to play it in my family ever. I don't know. I really think I am the only one to play in my family. My brothers, they're not into sports as much, you know, which is okay. I know my dad tried to get him into sports, but they don't really care for it as much as I do. But, you know... My mom, I know she was a big athlete. She was into taekwondo and jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. She also did gymnastics as a kid.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. You know, I'd say we're a sports family, but I definitely am the one that took on most of the sports and try to, you know, soak it up like a sponge. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. My family, I'm the only person who does a sport. I did gymnastics. Well, my dad did soccer. But, like, my brother, we tried to get him to do baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just sit on the field and, like, pick at the flowers. Like, okay, whatever, this isn't for you.
Yeah, so many stories like that, too. Just, you know, especially at 5, 6 years old, just seeing kids in La La Land are hilarious. I mean, you know, what did you like about gymnastics? How late did you do gymnastics until?
So I did like the really competitive level until I was like 13, maybe I'd say. And then I went to kind of like more casual. And then I quit for like a year because I was like, oh, I don't like this anymore. Like I'm burnt out. Like it's hard. We'd be at practice like 50 hours a week. It was like a lot. I was like, this is a full-time job. I don't want to.
Yeah.
But then when I joined high school, someone was like, oh, like you should join the high school level. I was like, I don't know. We'll see. And so I went and like immediately fell back in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I continued to do it for my high school career. But then I dislocated my knee my senior year.
Oh.
Yeah, and I had to get double knee surgery, so I had to quit. But
oh, man.
Yeah.
That is very unfortunate.
It is very unfortunate.
Does UC have a gymnastics club here? Do you know?
We have a club, but it's not like, it's more like club. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like club level. It's not like
you can
hockey.
Go whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to be good at all. You can just pop in. But mm-hmm. I mean, I would definitely join if my body did not like hate me and like give up. I'd probably join, but maybe not in the cards for now.
Yeah. So what is your butterfly effect? Have you talked about it on the podcast
yet? I haven't. I don't know. Putting me on the spot. I don't know if I have a butterfly effect ready.
You haven't thought about a butterfly effect?
I don't think I have.
How are you not going to know your own?
My own butterfly effect?
Oh, butterfly effect for the show. You got to have that prepared.
I don't know. Maybe next episode someone else can interview me, but I'm not prepared to give you one.
Oh, man. Could you think of one, like, maybe slightly.
Slightly.
Maybe not the biggest one, but I mean, I guess, you know, a lot of things in life could be taken as a butterfly effect.
That's true.
But.
I could say I was going to go to Bowling Green University.
Okay.
Like up in Northern Ohio.
Yep.
Because I was actually going to go here for music, but then I decided against it. And then I was like, okay, I'm not doing music because CCM is a great like music program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do music, so I'm going to go to Bowling Green. But then I was like, I don't, like, for some reason I want to go to UC. So I went to UC and, like, I don't know, I made friends and I like this program. I like media production. So I guess that could be a slight butterfly effect.
Yeah. No transfer thoughts yet back to BG.
Well, last semester. Yeah. But this semester has definitely been better.
Yeah. We actually had a on our team a transfer from BG to UC this semester.
They have a really big hockey community up there.
Yeah, they do. We actually played up there a couple weeks ago. And we got to watch like a D1 game before us, which was really cool to see. Got to watch it for free.
Where do you see yourself going, and does that include hockey?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I want to be a sports broadcaster for hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to live either Nashville or somewhere out in Arizona, like Phoenix area. Definitely in a big city. Either south or west, not north at all.
Yeah.
I like the warm. I like being warm. You know, Cincinnati gets a little too cold for me sometimes. But, you know, which is ironic because I play hockey, but I'm like, I like the warm weather climate. But, just somewhere, you know, even if I'm not specifically a hockey broadcaster, I'm fine with doing anything. I mainly do, like, the women's lacrosse commentating for Bearcast Radio when they play. They actually play tomorrow. So that'll be fun. You know, just any sport, just, you know, living the dream, you know, it's wherever it takes me, wherever I get a good opportunity and, you know, have a chance to just, you know, help grow, just grow myself and we'll see where it takes me.
Yeah, that's really good. Good answer. Are you glad that things happened the way they happened?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, in the moment, I probably didn't like it. But you know, I wouldn't have met so many good friends here and so many good people and just the opportunities that I've had, like, they've been immense, you know. Like, I think making that team, you know, when I was 16 and moving, you know, I still think it would have changed for the better. I don't regret not making it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just being able to live, like, my last 2 years at home and in high school, you know, just with my regular friends, like, it, you know, we're still connected. I don't think mm-hmm. we'd be as close if I had moved away, you know, or, you know, even have met, you know, some of the people that I did in my last 2 years of high school and, you know, that I still talk to now. You know, I've met, you know, three of my best buddies from that team that I had to stay on in my junior and senior year. Mm-hmm. And we still always talk and hang out. So, you know, I'm I'm happy in the end, you know, and I'm still grateful for everything that, you know, I've been able to do or, you know, haven't been able to do. So I'm just, yeah, I'm excited for the next chapter, seeing where it takes me, you know, through school and then after school, we'll, you know, we'll be along for the ride.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. Yeah. I'm glad you are our first pilot episode contestant. Contestant, is that what this is?
Guest.
Guest? Yeah, guest. That's the word. Yes. Thank you for joining us on the Butterfly Effect.
Thank you, Kira, for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been a good time to talk about it.
It has. Fun time. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.